Hello and welcome to Selective Hearing. Hi everyone, welcome back to another week of Selective Hearing. I'm your host, Julie DeMar, and today I would like to talk about the importance of the friendships that we have in our lives. This week, I am celebrating the birthdays of two very special women in my life, both of my best friends. They're 3 days apart, and you know, the past week and over the weekend, you know, we've been planning all these birthday celebrations and attending celebrations, and it just put me in a state of reflection. I really am truly grateful for these two women and the roles that they play in my life. So I thought, what way to not just honor them, but to give you another little piece of me than to talk about the importance of cultivating and maintaining the friendships that are in our lives. I think we can describe friendships as like that bridge that connects our hearts. They're really like truly the fundamental aspect of life and of the human experience and of human existence. Because like our friends are really just more than a social construct. They're a lifeline, they're support systems, they are your cheerleaders at times, they help us get through lows in life, they celebrate the extreme highs in life with us. Like, why are our friendships so important? I can tell you, like, me and my best friend's been rocking for like 30 years, and I find that to be great on so many levels. Like, first of all, I'm blessed to have them in my life, and secondly, like, they are the longest relationships I've been in. I've been in a relationship with these two women longer than I've been with my husband. I value them just the same because friendships are relationships. I have a different relationship with everyone in my life. Everyone in my life is very important to me. Like, my friends, like, when I tell you, I love the girls. I love them. Clearly, I do, because I'm talking about them today with you. So, my best friend's names are Sharon and Jessica. And I met Sharon first. So, before I really, like, get into it all, I moved away from my family when I was really young. I moved away from my family, first, second grade, something around there. We come from a really small town, and I literally lived 3 doors down from my grandma. All of my cousins and friends and family, like, all of us lived around the corner from each other. We went to school for each other. It's crazy because I was just talking to one of my cousins who I'm super close with about this recently. I was like, I did not have a friend. Obviously, I had friends, but I didn't even know these people were my friends. I thought these people were my cousins until recently. I found out, like, no, that's like your auntie's best friend's kid. So y'all were just like cousins, or that's so-and-so's, you know, best friend. And so y'all just were cousins. You know how it goes. So I literally did not have like a friend. And I mean that like by definition, like I chose you to be a part of my life. Because like that's the crazy thing about friends that I don't even think that we really pay attention to is your friends. These relationships that are outside of the family that you were born into are relationships that you chose. So these people are extremely, extremely important and special because you guys said to each other, like, I'm choosing you to be a part of my life, to be a part of my story, to be a part of all these things that I experience. I'm choosing to trust you and care for you and love you and build you up and support you and cheer you on. And I'm choosing to say, like, you are my family. Like, that's what makes friends. Like, for me, that's what makes friends so important. So back to it, like, I never had a friend that was chosen. I was never chosen to be a friend, and I had never chose anyone to be my friend because all of my friends were my 9 million cousins. I come from a huge family. We all lived around each other. All of our family members, you know, celebrated every holiday together, every party together, every birthday together. So until I was removed from that environment, I didn't know anything else. I only knew my family, and my family were my friends. You know, like that saying that, hey, your cousins become your first friends. Well, that's true for me. My cousins were my first friends. So my mom and dad decided to move away from the family. We moved probably like 30, 40 minutes away from everyone to a whole new city, a whole new everything, new school, new life, new structure, new culture. There was just so many different things new about what happened when we moved away from our family unit. The first thing that happened when we moved was there was like a long period of isolation for me. I was introduced to other kids. Obviously, I was in school. I was for a long time in this environment of support because we had, like I said, our family members, we had the elders, we had our cousins, we had all these moving parts in everything that we did. I had already, you know, become adapted to this. We move together, we live together, we celebrate together, we cry together. So I was, you know, plucked out of that environment and taken 40 minutes away and put into another environment with complete strangers who all had already started adapting, you know, their own habits and cultures and, you know, practices and things that they did with their family and their friends. I had to adjust to this. Not only did we move, but when we moved, I went to one school and then I was switched out of that school to another school. So then I had to, you know, start over again. And in this period of starting over, I met a girl named Sharon. I was nervous. It was like the first day of school. Everybody was already established and they were playing and they were having a good time. And I was just kind of standing alone with that feeling of loneliness again. And you know, what's this going to be like? Is it going to be like last time? I miss everybody. And this little girl walked up to me. She was bossy as ever. And she was like, hey, you want to play tag? And I was like, yeah, I want to play tag. And she went over all the rules of the game. And I'm pretty sure that she made the game up and the rules. And if you know her, like, she definitely probably made the rules up to that game and that game she probably created. So the game was called Shark, and it was her form of tag, and she asked me, did I want to play? She told me the rules, and we went out on the playground, and we started running, and me and her have been running together ever since. So that was in about, like, 93. So you fast forward 3 years to 96, and we are now in junior high school, and I'm walking down the hallway, and another kid walks up to me with a new girl. She came from a town that wasn't that far. It was connected to the city that we lived in. But again, she had grown up in an environment, you know, with her friends, her family. She was already established in her culture and in everything that she was, you know, used to. And she was plucked out of that environment because her parents moved and she was put in a new district that was a little bit different than what she was used to. And she was over it. Another kid was like, I have someone for you to meet. And he walked her up to me and was like, you know, hey, this is Julie. Julie, this is Jessica. And like from that day on, me and her have been stuck with each other. So I said all that to say this, like these two ladies, I met them in 1993 and in 1996. Friendships, there are some people that have been friends since they were little girls, little boys, whatever. There are some people that are like, yeah, we met in kindergarten and we've been friends ever since. And then there are some people that have had, you know, rotating friendships over the years. What's so special about them to me is I never knew what a friend was until I became their friend. 1993 and 1996, we literally grew from little girls into teenagers, into young adults, into these women that have families, and we've been through ups and downs. We've held each other up and celebrated each other. The experiences that we have shared throughout our lives, like, I would not trade them for the world. And it's because, like, our friends, right? They have the ability to have profound impacts on our life. And like, you know, like I love, you know, I'm a champion for mental health. I love to talk about these kind of things and how they benefit us. And like, there are numerous studies that have shown that like having strong social connections, having strong relationships in your life, meaningful relationships in your life with people who really care about you and that you really care about, those people where you can be yourself with, that can reduce depression and anxiety. When we have friends, you know, like that we can confide in and laugh with and live with and rely on, those people where we truly have that sense of belonging and support because they really just care for our well-being. Like a friend really just cares about you being okay. Everything else is a bonus, but your real friends, those true people that love you to the core, they just want you to be all right. Nothing else matters. I've talked a lot about friends being like that emotional support. And I've done that a lot because for me, and all the things that I've been through in life, my friends have definitely been that for me since I was a little girl. Our friends aren't just about emotional support. I understand that, and I value all things that a friendship has to offer. You know, your girl really, truly appreciates a good, what me and my friends have dubbed a good kiki in R&B, and that's when we get together and we listen to our favorite music and we have some wine and we have some food and we just kick back and reminisce and laugh at old memories and create new memories. I really feel like a good friend from my experience. It's about not only that emotional support that they offer, but it's about what happens when we're experiencing personal growth, right? So obviously I'm sitting here with you every week talking about the journey, but how do your friends show up for you in those times while you're on that journey? And you see, like, me and Jessica, to be very specific, had a moment in time that we laugh at now, we call our sabbatical, but we went like 5 years without speaking to each other, and it wasn't because of any beef or anything that happened that was like caused damage to our relationship where it couldn't be repaired. It was because I was in a dark place and I needed to step back from my relationships and start working on me and getting myself together because I was in some situations. So we had our sabbatical, we went through our thing where I had to kind of pause our friendship, and she had to do that as well because, like, I needed that space to really, like, dig deep and find out what was going on with me and to ask myself, like, is this really what you want your life to be like? I also needed that time, and I've expressed this to her, so this is nothing new, where I said I needed that time because I needed to learn how to be a friend to me so I can be a friend to you in the way that you deserve. Because she and I literally were at that point so thick in each other's stuff and being like ride or die that, and I know she wouldn't have went because she's so strong, but I would have been pulling at her so tough in a dark direction that she probably would have had to cut me off for life. I said that because our friendships during a time of personal growth, for me, for us to continue to grow as friends, that meant separation for a little bit. But our friendships, they challenge us, they inspire us, they help us while we're on that path of becoming the best versions of ourselves. They can offer us different perspectives and introduce new ideas to us, even experiences. Our friends can even help us, like, push that idea of comfort, you know, like tap on those walls and on those boundaries that we have and have us step out of that fear and into our purpose. For me, this is a true experience and my definition of what a friend is, what a friendship is, what this relationship is. And, like, I want to ask you, like, think about the last time you faced a challenging decision, or even think about a time in your life where you experienced something that was extremely big. And what were your friends doing at that time? Who did you turn to for that advice or encouragement? Who was there standing with you? Like, I'm just as happy for you, if not more happy for you in this situation, or I'm in this with you and I'm going to support you to the best of my ability and within my capacities, but I love you and I want to see you win. Think about, like, who are those people? Who is that person? How much do you love and value that relationship? It's those invaluable insights and encouragement that help us, like, navigate life. It's that grace. It's that resilience in those friendships that mean so much. So I want to talk about, like, why, you know, in this world of, what someone said it to me not that long ago, in this world that's becoming very me-centric, you know, and there's not anything wrong with, you know, self-love, self-care, you know, being there for self. I think there's this thin line also of, like, prioritizing individualism and forgetting, like, it's easy where we can forget in that the power of human connection and community. And our friendships create communities. They literally promote us being in fellowship with each other. And it's so important to, like, nurture that. and to treasure that, to celebrate all of that. So I know I said a lot today. I know I, you know, talked about my besties a little bit, let you know, took a little trip down memory lane when I met the girls. I want to close today with saying, like, just remember that friendship, a true friendship, is built on authenticity. You should be able to be yourself with your friends. You should be able to be who you are with you, with your friends, without judgment. Friendship is about being able to be vulnerable and honest and genuine with the people that we care about. And in this world today, we have social media, we have 24/7 pressure. It's nonstop. There's pressure being applied when we are asleep for us to conform and put on a facade and present to be well versus actually being well. And real friendships offer you a space where you can be your true self. So I want you to cherish those people who accept you for who you are, who love you for who you are, who wouldn't want you to show up as anyone else but you. Those people who remind you of who you are every single day and remind you that because of you, that's why they love you so much. Embrace the flaws. I want you to strive to be a kind friend. I want you to hear this as I close. Be authentic, because that's the foundation of lasting and meaningful connections and relationships. Look out if you follow me on social media for some pictures over the next few days of me and my besties. You can probably catch a funny story or a emotional post from me and a nice picture of a time from the past or present in moments that we've celebrated together. But other than that too, I want you guys to, if you got a friend, love on them a little bit today. Tell them how much you appreciate them. If they're near you, give them a hug. If they're far away, give them a call. Really just think about, like, dang, who are those people in my life where I have these amazing connections with? Be grateful for that. Because it's truly like one of the best parts of life. Also, you guys, get over to selectivehearingshow.com, check out the resource page, read a blog, buy some merch. And if you haven't had an opportunity to go to Amazon and check out my 365 days of gratitude journal, you can purchase that now as well. And I will be back next week with a very special guest. So until next time, this is Selective Hearing.